means up there covered by the 135 already, so that's a minimum standard in itself.
I don't know, I would just be cautious about that, because now you're letting a commercial air charter, air taxi operator operate out of the airport, and let's say, I mean, if you don't apply any minimum standards to it whatsoever, the FAA regulations certainly do apply, but I think the airport has its reputation to look at there, too.
And that's where the commercial...
That's kind of a general statement that you're looking at. I mean, all commercial activity has to be approved by the county. And, you know, and part of the approval process is, do you meet the minimum standards? Are you providing the type of service that this county wants you to provide?
Didn't I see some ads covering our airport that there's charter service available or something like that?
They're not based here. I think you're talking about open air charters. They come in and pick people up, uh-huh. And that there's really
that
nothing.
NetJets, that's what it was. NetJets.
Yeah, NetJets is.
They're not based here.
And technically, you can do Part 91, very similar to Part 135, where someone actually rents the airplane and hires the pilot. You can do that on Part 91, which is the way some operators get started and avoid all the rules in Part 135. I know I've seen that done more than one time.
Well, how do you guarantee that if, say, you have a charter service here, how do you guarantee that the aircraft itself is airworthy?
The 135 certificate is a heavily regulated by the FAA. They do periodic inspections of the pilot records, of the aircraft records.
Because, again, you don't want people coming in there if they're getting on the aircraft.
Over and above the people maintaining the airplane. Us, you know? Like, but all of our airplanes, like, we have our mechanics that sign off on our annuals, and that's the end of it. That's the end of any FAA ever looking at it. Not so with a Part 135 operator. Part 135 operator, they will also... An FAA inspector will be assigned to monitor that Part 135 certificate. They will come in and not only look at those aircraft, but they will also look at all the records and look at the training that those people received. And it is a very extensive.
That drops back to 100 hours, but
yes.
Yeah, and but that's all part of the oversight of it. Yeah.
But, I mean, for example, I don't know if you saw that ICE pilots on Weather Channel. The guy got, 15-day grounded because he didn't carry enough fuel. Of course, he didn't crash because he didn't run out of fuel, but he just didn't carry, as per the FAA regulations were. I mean, so it's a very heavily regulated, a lot of oversight from the FAA. If a guy says, I'm based at Laurel and flies over here to pick up people.
Isn't there something else? We cross that bridge when we get to it. If somebody wants to come in and be a commercial operator, then you talk about how is he going to send the operation up, where is he going to have his office, what kind of advertising is he going to have.
Well, it's easier to market the facility when you know what you're going to be telling them, instead of, we'll have to check with the county council and see what they think, and, you know, they may want you to have two airplanes, I don't know, we'll see how they're feeling that day, but that's the whole purpose of having minimum standards. If you want to operate a business, this is what you got to do, and you know this is, you know, how we're going to rent the property to you, etc. I told you I've been talking to the AOPA on minimum standards. I just got this yesterday. I'm not holding anything back on you. You're going to get a copy and email tomorrow. But this is a set of minimum standards from the Yellowstone Regional Airport out in Wyoming, and they seem to like this set. You know, air charter, air taxi service, they'll construct at least a 1,000 contiguous square foot building to conduct air charter, facility to conduct air charter, air taxi operations. Building shall have restrooms and a crew passenger waiting lounge, personnel, at least one FAA certified commercial pilot rated to conduct the operations performed, at least one properly certified maintained single engine aircraft equipped for VFR operations. Hours of operations, 8 hours a day, Monday to Friday, to best serve the public.